It's 5:14 here on Downtown, your Friday. Live at Seasons on Main Street in Bangor. Time for us to get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and head all the way down to Florida to talk some Red Sox baseball with Rob Bradford of WEEI.com. Rob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. It's a mild New England day, all things considered, for the end of February, but I'm sure a bit nicer where you are.
Yeah, well, as the great Joe Castiglione has taught me, never talk about the weather when you're covering spring training in Florida. So nobody wants to hear that it's sunny out and fairly warm.
Are we getting to the point down there, Rob, where we just need to start playing some games? Because a lot of what we're hearing, well, the focus on things like Sandoval's waistline and the like, is it time for some real baseball?
Yeah, I think so, especially when it comes to the main storylines. The main storylines are pretty much Sandoval and Hanley Ramirez. I think that the Sandoval stuff with the weight and the body fat percentage and really can he hit right-handed, all of that, it's sort of out the window now. We know what he is. We've seen him every day. Now we have to see if it translates on the playing field. But more importantly, and I think that one of the things that really the games will tell is Hanley. Hanley, we go out here every day. We watch him take his ground balls, field his due position, and we have to determine how he is in a real game because there's nothing really more we can say. I mean, all we can analyze with Hanley so far or right now is his work ethic, is what we're seeing in these arcane drills. So, yes, I agree with you that we need some games desperately.
Is that the biggest question of the spring for this team, is whether Hanley can make that transition?
Yeah, I think so. It was certainly coming in, and as we sort of go through the monotony of spring training, it continues to be. And you know, Brian Butterfield, who obviously is one of the best at what he does, he really has a task set out for him. Because this isn't Mike Napoli. This is Hanley Ramirez. Mike Napoli has an unbelievable work ethic. Mike Napoli had a different skill set, and it took a while for Mike Napoli to actually become the first baseman they eventually became, but he did. And really, Hanley Ramirez, the jury's still out if he's going to put in the type of time that Mike Napoli did and able to take advantage of a guy like Brian Butterfield, like Napoli did as well. So, yeah, I think that we have to see how Hanley, not only how he handles on the field, but how he's going to handle it off the field in terms of trying to get better.
Rob, recently David Price said that he's not even considering a buyout when it pops up in his contract. Is that even realistic to think about, or is that pie in the sky because we're still on the honeymoon?
Well, you know, I think that, he looked at it as he has a 7-year contract. He's an opt-out after 3 years, and he wants to be here for the entire 7 years. Now, when I talked to him, the definitive nature where he really is viewing it as a 7-year contract was kind of striking because, this is one of the luxuries these guys have. The logical answer would have been, well, I'll get through these 3 years and then see where we go from there. But he really is dug in on the 7 years. So far, so good. It's only been a couple of years. But you still have to look at it with a wary eye because with these opt-outs, I think all but one, that was Vernon Wells. He was never going to take the opt-out, but I believe 6 of 7 guys have taken the opt-out and gotten raises because of it. So right now, he's not thinking that. He's thinking 7 years with the Boston Red Sox, but we'll see.
We're talking with Rob Bradford of WEEI.com. The old saying is you can never have too much pitching. You posted a picture earlier on social media, Brian Johnson throwing the ball, and the Sox will carry, 9 starting pitchers here in the spring?
Yeah, and they had some depth last year. It's interesting because Brian Johnson, who had obviously had elbow issues last year, he was throwing to batters for the first time since August. But he came out of spring training as right behind Stephen Wright as number 2 on the depth chart in terms of guys who could fill in if a starter got hurt. And he pitched well, and he got his chance one time in Houston, but then he had the elbow issues. This year, you have guys actually competing for that number 5 spot. Joe Kelly has the edge up on all these guys, but you have Henry Owens, you have Roenis Elias, you have Stephen Wright, so you have Brian Johnson. you have guys who believe that they actually have a shot, which is a little different than last year. Even though this year's rotation is perceived as being better, there was no spots last year. You had Justin Masterson slotted in there. There was no room for competition. This year, there is some room for competition.
What's the latest on Christian Vasquez, and what do you think the timetable is before he starts playing regular back-to-backs for the Red Sox?
It's a good question. You know, everyone was very excited early in camp how he was progressing, and it looked like he was going to sort of hit the ground running when the game started. Then he had a little bit of a setback. They classified it as scar tissue, so they drew back a little bit. John Farrell said yesterday that he's not going to play in a real game until he plays in a simulated game, and that simulated game, the chance for that probably won't happen until mid to late next week. So you got to get through that, and then he might be able to play in games. But, you know, they have to be careful here. There's not a lot of catchers who would have Tommy John surgery. They don't have a lot of history to base things off of. But if he does play, and when he does play, and the first time he throws a guy out by 20 feet, everyone's going to be oohing and aahing, and the conversation about who the catcher is on opening day is going to be a little bit different.
Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, joining us here. All the focus on the corner infielders, not a lot of talk about the outfield, but really, if you look at this outfield, Rob, I only feel really confident in one of the three guys out there. We still don't know what the Red Sox have in Jackie Bradley Jr. or in Rusney Castillo.
Yeah, it's sort of the thing that not a lot of people talk about, and you talk about what we don't know until the game start, and that's maybe one of them. But, you know, there is no certainty with those two guys. Mookie Betts, most people think, is going to be fine. It's going to be very good. But Rusey Castillo, we still don't know what he is. We've seen the guy who has been streaky and been pretty good, and then we've seen the guy who is grounding out to the left side time after time after time. And then Jackie Bradley, as good as he was for a month in August, he was equally as bad in September. So which guy are you going to get? And so that is going to be interesting. The fail-safe, of course, is Chris Young, and they love Chris Young against lefties. They love him at Fenway Park, but you don't want to overexpose him. It is sort of a delicate thing, and I think that people aren't talking about it because they see what they did at the end of the year, and they're just sort of chalking up as they'll keep progressing. But you can't just assume that. I think it's going to be a very interesting conversation and an important one, too.
We did get a little news today from Dave Dombrowski. You reported earlier that Dave finally let the cat out of the bag on the length of his contract and also had an interesting comment, this sort of ongoing talk about the role of analytics in the organization.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't know really how long his contract for. I actually had heard it was for 4 years, but as it turns out, Dave said that it's for 5 years, and he said it in the middle of a question. He's talking about the how he viewed John Farrell, whether or not he was going to be on the hot seat early on in the year, and he said basically, you know, everyone is under pressure at the beginning of the year, and including himself, and he said that because even though I have a 5-year deal, but so it's going to be really, really interesting about how he handles John Farrell, how he views him, because they aren't linked together. They like each other now. Everything seems good. But if John Farrell gets off to a bad start, we'll just have to see. And in terms of analytics, you know, John Henry said the other day, the Red Sox have been overly reliant on numbers. And then Dave Dombrowski, the guy that not a lot of people thought really, really leaned on numbers, said, hey, you know what? We're using analytics more than ever, and we're actually adding to that department. So a lot of messages being thrown around here, but, you know, guys, it comes back to the same thing you're talking about. These are all good spring training storylines, but we really need some games.
Well, that's what we're looking forward to, and we look forward to hearing and reading your thoughts. Rob Bradford, WEEI.com. Rob, as always, thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate you having me.
24 minutes after 5 o'clock, our Red Sox reports are, of course, brought to you always by Gagans.